Hi, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. You've probably heard the term framing used, sometimes with reference to NLP, sometimes with reference to psychology, and particularly the psychology of persuasion, and often in terms of communication and how to set up a message so that the right aspects of that message are immediately available to your listeners. So you probably understand what a frame is. You've seen pictures with a frame around them. You've seen door frames and window frames. You get that. You get that structure is important in writing and communication because language happens one word at a time, whether it is spoken or written. That's all you get. And so things have to go in order, and order is part of how we make meaning. That probably makes sense to you, but this whole notion of knowing what frame somebody is using as they put a communication out there, that might be a little more mysterious, a little harder not to grasp, but to apply. So that when you hear somebody talking to you, the frames might be so natural a part of the communication that they're hard to see. Think of frames as the bones of a communication, and you immediately understand that human bones are usually covered up. They make a difference to what we see. They give shape to what we see when we look at somebody, and yet we're never looking directly at the bones. And that will give you a clue as to how framing works. It sets up a structure or a shape within which your information will come to have meaning. But people will see the information and the meanings and not notice the bones that support them and contain them. When you are listening to other people's communication, you have a good chance to catch the frame they are using. And when you catch it, you can make a judgment based on your own experience and knowledge and desires about whether or not that is the best or most useful frame to be applying to this particular chunk of information. But before you can ask that question, you have to spot the frame. So I want you to try three steps this week to see if you can become better at spotting the frames that other people are using. And the first step in this is that you cannot apply on the fly, on the move, in real time, expertise that you don't already have. And so the first step is to become aware of frames and structures, usually in communication that you know well. If there is an argument that you have on a regular basis with somebody, you could look for a frame there because you already know the moving parts. Now see how they fit together into a sort of storyline, and that will give you a frame. You can become aware of frames in other people's communication, in commercials, because they're very short communications, gives you a chance to grab the frame really quickly. And just start collecting information about what frames are available sort of in the air for people to grab and apply. Second thing you need to do is you need to put yourself into a state of relaxed, alert engagement. And all those three things are important, and they're important whether you are reading somebody's writing or listening to them speak. For simplicity in this podcast, I'm going to talk as though you're listening to a speaker. And if you want to catch the frames your speaker is using, you need to be in a state of rapport with that speaker. So you need to relax into a connection to be in sync, but it has to be a special kind of rapport because you don't want the rapport that relaxes you and makes you sleepy and accepting. You want the kind of rapport that makes you alert and ready to notice the information that is being presented. often by asking questions about it, at least in your mind as you are listening, and by becoming really aware in your senses of the facts that are being presented. So you need this state of relaxed focus where you are simply engaging with what is being presented and noticing that you can build up a sort of mind map of what's being said. And the third step is that as you are listening, a frame will pop into your head, a guess at what this all means, how it all fits together. And when you have that kind of guess at interpretation, it's often going to suggest a frame. Frame might be like, it's really all about the bottom line here. Or people just need to get along. Now, find that idea, and when it pops into your mind, the thing you want to do is not accept it right away, but test it against what continues to be said and against what you've already heard. So you go, wow, it sounds like this is really a battle. A battle has a winner and a loser. That's the point. So who seems to be on the winning side? Who seems to be on the losing side? And what are the implications of that? And if you don't like the implications, you can jump back out of that frame and say, what if it isn't a battle? What if we take all of those facts and find a different pattern that fits them better so they can move towards where we want to go? And that might mean that you listen differently to what's being said. It might mean that you are actively reframing what is being said. But you pop out with this frame and then you test it. Are they talking? Is there a lot of words? If you think it's a battle frame, are there words of conflict? Do people seem to be positioned on one side or the other? Is it confrontational? And you'll hear all these little clues that either support that or make you think, no, I thought battle, but maybe it's just a struggle, like climbing a mountain. That has the same kind of adversity in it that some battle stories do, but it's taking you on quite a different journey, and it involves quite different meanings to assign to things within. So in a battle, the other side deliberately makes it hard for you. But the mountain is not deliberately out to get you, it's just being a mountain. And the adversity you face in climbing it is just part of the inherent situation. It's not personal, it's not directed at stopping you. So think about it. Because people are using frames every day. They are an integral part of how we think and how we interpret. Within a frame, some kinds of information becomes dominant. And if you change the frame, different information might become more conspicuous or meanings might shift. This gives you tremendous insight into what's going on in a relationship as somebody is communicating with you. It gives you more possibilities about how to interpret information in a way that helps you move towards what you want. And it starts with collecting information about frames, becoming relaxed and engaged with a speaker or with a piece of writing so that you really amp up your appreciation for exactly what is being said. And when you allow something to pop into your mind as a possible frame, to go back and test that out against new information you're given and against the information you've already been given, and decide, is that a frame you want to accept? Because you might be in agreement on all the details and not in agreement about what those details suggest needs to happen next. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training. We'll be doing more work with frames in the next month.